We left from Tower Tower after our officers, who had gone to submit our petition to the district education officer, took more than 45 minutes through which they were being interrogated by some state officials and the DEO himself on why we had chosen Uzumba Maramba Pfungwe. To them, they thought it was a way of provoking them, since they believe this is supposed to be only a ZANU-PF territory. So we did leave late around 4 p.m. and we heading now to Harare. So we are expecting to rest around 8 p.m. after concluding the 15-kilometer walk. Then we will resume the walk tomorrow. We are expecting to be ending petitions in Murewa district, Goromo, the district, and eventually to the head office, then to the Civil Service Commission head office. That will be on the 25th of August, after 10 days of walking through the 200 kilometers.
Do you have police escort?
We are not provided with the police escort, but we did notify the ZRP through their head office. We did notify even the route. But we are working as a group, and we are looking after each other, and we hope everyone will be safe.
After the threats that you got from officials in Mutawa Tower, do you think this is going to affect your planned march?
No. This is not going to affect our march in any way. Otherwise, they only highlighted one of our demands, that any forms of political violence against teachers must stop. And now that they were also intimidating our officials, which is another form of violence, and we are saying that must stop, and we are now more resolute than ever to work with for that demand, to ensure that the state does come in and protect the teachers and protect the citizens.
Is your march not going to interfere with the flow of traffic?
No, not in any way. We are using the sidewalks just besides the roads. And also when we are using the roads, we only use the roads when there's no traffic. It is not going to interfere with the traffic, but we want to conscientize both the villagers and the state on the need for us to collectively work for the betterment of rural education, but we will not disturb the flow of traffic.